We've had some technical problems.
Hit it! We are live, and it's the Naughty Show, Playboy Radio. I wish we had the Jeffersons music. Moving on up. And when the bunny calls,
you answer.
You don't run from the bunny.
This is the Naughty Show. Here's Sam, Gareth, and Vicky.
All right, welcome back. Second hour. It's going to be a little shorter than normal. This traffic messed us up. We appreciate everybody who tuned in for last episode.
Hey, Sam, don't you just hate traffic?
I do hate traffic. I want to get to the FUs right now, but we save them for the end of the show. A lot of great stuff going on. Check out the we got a live. We're going to start doing live podcasts once a month. So if you're in the LA area or who knows, wherever I'm gigging, we're going to start doing live ones. So go to naughtyshow.net.
Wait, what does that mean?
Yeah, that's a little, because it sounds like wherever you're gigging, would Gareth and I necessarily
be
there?
All right, stop. We're going to do live podcasts once a month, and we're going to start putting them out. But I'm trying to cut down everything, because right now Sam looks like he's about to die. Sam, are you dying?
All right. Are you stressing? So we're going to do a live podcast.
No, I'm wonderful right now.
I just couldn't end that last episode early. It was just gold.
No, it was great. It was great.
And we'll do this one great, too.
We'll crush it when the Sam's tiff. Vicky, don't you just love it when the Sam's tiff?
We're going to cry. Yeah, we're
when Sam's
crush.
Tiff.
I love it when Sam's tiff, when they lock their horns like a couple of angry elk.
Go.
Really.
Go to naughtyshow.net. Go to allthingscomedy.com. All Things Comedy. Check it out. I'm running a show. And I'm the only one driving it, and every time I talk, I'm getting fucking pounded on right now. It's like chaos.
Holy shit. Go to allthingscomedy.com. That's our network. Coming up, they're starting to do shows too at the Largo. The first one is August 28th. Bill Burr, Al Madrigal host it. Christina P., Brendan Walsh, Eddie Pepitone, Ian Edwards, Tom Papa. Be there, because this is the start of it.
Yes, but welcome to the show, our guest, a good friend of mine.
Mommy and Daddy are fighting.
You know her from MTV and VH1. Please welcome Jacy Coakley, everybody.
YOLO!
So excited you're on the show.
I love you so much.
I love you so much because I met you when you first moved out here.
Yeah.
And you're doing so well now.
Thank you.
And it's like, I saw you, the last time I saw you, I think I was doing your comedy show. And then I guess we just went separate ways. We're, you know, in career. Next thing I know, I see you. You're like, yeah, I got two shows on TV. And that's so great.
Yeah, it's been cool. No, you did my show. I mean, I've seen you in between that, but you're always like so busy. So if I see you, it's like an in passing type of thing. But yeah, it exploded, I think, in the last year. And it's been good. It's been like difficult. It's, you know, MTV.
Boom.
Garrett, we know all about it.
I love MTV.
Do you know he's solely sort of responsible for my quote unquote success over there, which I know it's your
and
Vietnam.
My own non-success.
Yeah, no, it was successful. The show was successful.
That's right.
You know, it's just shit over there. It's like a very confusing thing. And Best Week Ever was just as confusing. Their VH1, anything under the Viacom umbrella.
Now, is Best Week Ever still going?
Yes, we're going to go
back. How do I get on that?
I'm on it, and how do I get on that?
How do you get on it?
That's a good diversion.
Do I have to blow somebody to get on that?
You have to, yeah, but everybody there is in New York, and I guess if you live in New York, they could not wrap their heads around trying to figure out how to do LA and New York, so they just kept everybody in New York. Could you believe that?
No,
they couldn't, a green screen. And they were like, how do we?
Wait a minute, they've got green in Los Angeles?
Well, I also feel that like New York comedy hates Los Angeles.
100%.
So they'll never come here unless 100%. A gun is put in their head.
Yeah, or pilot season.
Or you blow
when
somebody.
They infest us.
Or and then they'll move here for 2 weeks, and then they'll never go back. They're like, I love Los Angeles. Yeah. It's great.
You can hike. I love hiking. I want to hike. Let's hike. That's honest.
I got a little shih tzu now.
Yeah, I'm okay. Hiking.
Wait, are you guys being serious, or are we hiking with shih tzus tomorrow? I'm confused.
Yeah, no, I saw you over at that comedy club that's open up on Hollywood Highland. I weirdly like that place.
No, I don't know why that's weirdly. It's a phenomenal room.
It's a cool room.
I've yet to see it be bad.
I agree.
I mean, even when it's not full, the crowd loves
it. Super excited. Well, I think it comes back to that formula where, you know, in New York, they hand out flyers. They're like, hey, what are you doing? You're here from Sweden? Come on up.
And let's bark.
That's what I feel like people do now.
Specials will be done there.
Why not? Because it is a great theater. I will say a bit confusing to get there. Because it's like four levels, but if you have like a tiny little man, maybe a tiny little man, I don't know if they have that, just guiding.
The problem is that it's part of this bigger thing, which is the, I don't even, man's Chinese, who knows who owns the Chinese theater now?
Yeah.
Somebody, which is funny because the Chinese are buying up everything, yet they don't own the Chinese theater, which is really weird.
There's so much irony in the world, Sam.
Fucking Obama. Can't even hold on to that. China's buying everything. Man's isn't ours.
So we did the show there, and it is weird because they can't put up signs going, hey, comedy club up here. They won't let them do it.
Yeah.
So it's like... It's like a labyrinth. Hope you don't see a minotaur halfway up the way.
You will, though. You 100% will in that part of town. And we did San Diego, and you saw me, and you keep calling them a band, and it's so funny to me.
Which one of those sensitive lumberjacks did you bone?
First of all, I'm boning one of them consistently.
Oh, so it's a boyfriend.
It's a boyfriend. It's a human man boyfriend. And it's a real person. They make juice, weirdly enough. You're like, they're in a band. Just because they have beards, they all make juice in San Diego at this like organic juice company called Suja. And they were just coming with me. And I don't realize, like, I roll with like dirty looking men, but they were weirdly clean.
They were just, they had beards, they had flannels on.
Yeah.
They look like if Abercrombie & Fitch opened up a lumberjack division. Where it's
if like Abercrombie.
I need overalls. And I need a nice fucking, I got to get metrosexual. Like, I want a beard, but I want no body hair.
That's
that kind of look.
I love about you is your brain's so quick. As soon as I walked in, you smiled at me. You locked eyes with all three of them. And you went, what band are you with? And I was just like, what an asshole. I knew you were going to do that. I knew it was going to happen. These poor boys just got off of work. No, it was cool.
I thought they were just
going to
say, your sex is on fire.
I knew that you were going to think they were Kings of Leon. I wanted to come on and be like, they were Kings of Leon. I roll with bands now in San Diego. I hope I don't become that person that like rolls with like Father John Misty.
I love that you're dating quality dick. I love that. I love
organic
being quality.
Dick.
Yeah, organic quality dick.
It's been a long time since I've been in a relationship, so this is like very new, but very healthy in like all ways. So it's kind of cool, and it's distance, so it's not like absorbing myself in something, which is cool. So
so it's a little space too. You can work your craft, go down, get rocked, drive back. By the way, no cavities.
That.
You see, she has no cavities.
No,
look at you, man.
I mean, I've had cavities.
Well,
before.
The story took a little bit of a digger right there. Never had one. Never? Well, two. Well,
hey, Coleman, can you tell our caller that I'm going to get to him in a couple minutes? We're in the middle of this quality dick conversation.
I don't think you had to address that.
Well, I don't want our caller, our nice friend, to sit on the line forever. Okay?
Our nice friend. My friend, my buddy.
But I love watching all my female comic friends as they come up, you know. But they always run around with their little backpacks on. They're going to do their work.
I never had a backpack.
You had some bag of some sort.
I had a shoulder bag.
So you do this, and then I watch as they get famous, and I just watch the quality of dude that they're just banging. They go from
just
these
up and up.
Dirty, broken down comedians who they've been running around with, and they just get drunk. They're like, fine, let's do it.
They've been fixing a Pontiac in the yard for 4 years.
Yeah.
Now they got a Beamer.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you end up, well, you test the waters. It's not like that. For the way you get laid is so different than the way we get laid. Like, after a show, a hot chick can walk up to you and be like, yo, I want to S that D, and you're like, done. I got 10 minutes before a flight. Let's go. If anybody does that to us, we're like, do you have AIDS? Do you have money? Do you have why is this happening?
And it's not, no, okay. If he's really hot,
you're never going to say
you got AIDS. You're like, okay, where can we do this quickly?
I got AIDS. I got money, too. I got it all, baby.
They are never attractive. I have never been approached by an attractive man. Usually they're like, do you want to take shots of Jaeger? And I'm like, no. I want to wake up in the morning. I don't ever want to take shots of Jaeger with you, man who might sell insurance but kind of doesn't.
Yeah. Right? So that's a you get hit on by weed dealers. Is
just
that what
all the time, especially in San Diego. Everybody smokes.
They're
pot.
All good looking.
Oh,
I mean,
but I love, you know, I'm a sucker for like a, you know, I love like tank top wearing like sort of hippie-ish people. I don't like business suit people. I would never date an agent. I don't like anybody in Hollywood. I think I've slept with enough comics. You know, I'm good. I think I'm settled. The room got quiet on that end, but that's fine.
No. You want to settle that's with a nice lumberjack.
You downgraded nicely from a lot to some.
Yeah. Well,
I've slept with a lot. I've done one time.
One, six, and a half.
I fantasize once. I'm a virgin.
And I have such a whooping cough. It's so disheartening.
It's a good whooper.
I know. It's bummer. I get sick from air conditioning and traveling. I know that's a weird thing to say, but that's what happens.
Awful for Los
you
Angeles.
You get sick from traveling?
And air conditionings.
So you're fucked on a plane.
100%.
So here's it. Let's set this down. You're sitting there. You just got in your seat, and you're like, who's going to sit next to me? Gorgeous JC is starting to walk down. You're like, okay,
right.
I'm going to try to spin this into some hand job in the air, okay?
Yeah.
And within 2 seconds of the air hits, you're in flight.
All
she's
right.
just barfing. Jesus.
That's what you hear.
Did she cough on both hands? I can't
That's what you hear. That's exactly what you hear. I don't know why it is. I get sick every August, like clockwork. It just happens to me.
That's the worst. Such bullshit.
It is not bullshit.
It's your seasonal period. That's your seasonal period.
Yeah.
It's not my seasonal period. That's not even how it works for me anymore.
We know how it works. Girls get seasonal periods mainly in August.
You guys are such idiots.
We
you
know what we're talking about.
You don't know anything about what you're talking about.
Sure, you guys get inside periods that month. We're not idiots. You know what we're doing.
I love them, but like even I want to always talk about my period so badly just because every month it is unique to me, but I feel like in stand-up we're just not allowed to say it, but something unique happens every month, and I feel like I have to mask it in some other bit.
Right.
So, like I'm connecting with Jack on this because it's true, but I feel like every time I try to do a bit about it, people are like, oh, go back to your tampon shop, lady.
They do come from one shop.
Yeah,
so we
one
have
shop.
Finally.
Obama,
that
here's my opinion.
Hillary Clinton gives us tampons.
I knew it.
Nobody has it easy except for black male comedians.
100%.
I don't know 100%. What it is about America. You know how bad you have to be black and not funny?
100%.
You have to go out of your way.
Because you could say anything, and it would uproar with just laughter. And I'm not saying you really have to be that bad.
Yeah,
you have
I've
to be unlikable. Yeah,
who?
Oh well,
I'm not gonna say his name.
But I want to know.
He'd beat the shit out of everybody.
Okay.
But he's that. He's a martial arts super badass. But dude.
Tyler Perry?
No.
I knew it was Perry.
Me too.
Yeah.
But Tyler Perry, it's like that works because he's a black guy. If I went up there and did any of that, people would just be like, get out the pitchforks and burn down the house.
Get out the pitchforks.
I like where
we are. Do anyone have pitchforks anymore?
I don't know where we are in that vision, but I love it.
What's
your plan, Sam? Get the pitchforks and burn down my house. Well,
I was ready to get the pitchforks and the torches for this Fast and Furious shit that was about to go down.
I love this. I thought you guys are all pissed off. Well,
furious.
Here's why. I know you're so furious, and I'm fat. It's a bad bit. It's a bad bit. What I was going to do is
fast and furious.
I'm faster than the furious. I took the bus here. I've been taking the bus and the subway lately because I live downtown LA.
And you want to get raped?
Well, I mean, I don't welcome it, but I appreciate a nice touch.
It's the only loophole in the long distance relationship. Rape. That's allowed. Rape's allowed.
Yeah, I'm going to get on so many blogs tomorrow about disrespecting RAPE. So I've been
What's your take on that?
About saying jokes about rape? You know, I think it comes with this. I think it's viscerally terrifying to be a woman. I think that's the thing that needs to be said. And it's never exciting to be followed anywhere, whether it's your car to like in the elevator when people are like, hey, want to suck my dick? And you're like, not today.
That doesn't work. Okay.
Like, if you could just not. Right. But I think.
Because there are people out there who want to kill you. Yeah. I mean, that's a reality.
Oh, it's a reality. And it's not. It's different when a girl, you know, we have to look at what we wear. We have to look at how we style. We can't make eye contact with people. I'll wake up at 7 in the morning to walk outside, and three people, Mexican guys downtown, would just be like, yeah, mama. That doesn't happen to guys. And for me, I don't, I look down. So, but then there are days that I want to fucking strangle a person and be like, don't talk to me, not today.
Yeah.
But then, like, a good rape joke to me is always going to be funny.
Right.
Because it's relatable. But the situation itself is a dangerous topic.
Right.
Because,
I would agree with that.
You know what I mean?
But
I think that's
fair. It's not meant to be taken literally.
No.
That's
not
the problem with people.
That's the joke. The thing about the jokes is
the
that.
The people who get upset are one or two people. People don't understand sarcasm.
Yeah.
They don't understand. They think comedy is supposed to be patty cakes, and it's all supposed to be funny, funny, ha,
totally.
Ha. I want you to talk about what I already know. That
bachelorette
makes me feel
party.
Safe.
It's my birthday.
Okay?
It's, yeah, totally.
And the other people that complain are people who are looking for pub,
yeah.
press. So
yeah.
they mm-hmm. pick somebody. Now, we've talked about this before on the show. After I saw This Is the End,
I loved it more than anything in the entire
phenomenal
world.
Phenomenal movie.
I stood up at the end and was like, I'll never be able to write a movie that good.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
But there's a 5-minute rape discussion
100%.
In there. And yet I did hear, and I would never want them to say anything because it's hilarious, but yet you haven't heard anything.
Yep.
Which makes you know that it's being applied to people, not so much about what they're talking about, but who's talking
yep.
about it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which
yep.
makes it completely irrelevant.
Yep.
It's not real. If you're going to get mad about this stuff, you should get mad at movies.
Yeah.
You should get mad at Quentin Tarantino because he's shooting people, even though it's not real.
Yeah.
And anybody who would ever say that would be laughed off of even the internet
yeah.
where stupid people live.
I think it's just an easy target. It's an easy target to go after because there hasn't been so well constructed jokes about it. There has been comics that they've come out and it's been like laugh out loud funny, but the joke itself is that it is just using the word. Now the word itself is scary. I like when they tell me I can't say the word faggot and I can't say gay.
Right.
I'm not mean. I'm
right.
not filled with hate.
Right.
Why, you know, why are you filling this word with so much adrenaline that we can't say it anymore?
And I've gone.
But I get it, but it's still a bummer.
And again, that word, faggot, when it comes to gay people, it's like I would never call a gay person that.
No.
But, you know, when I hear people go crazy over that word, and I'm like, okay, that maybe that word shouldn't be said because that word is obviously something, and, you know, I've had gay comedian friends tell me they've heard that word when they got beat up in high school.
100%.
Okay?
It has
so
a background.
So I understand that, okay? It's associated with oppression. That's what I always say, is the word associated with oppression. But when I go and see, like, say, a certain comedian, I won't say her name, and her audience is full with nothing but the people you always see complaining on television, and she's dropping that word, and she's dropping the hard words,
mm-hmm.
and she's and they're going crazy, and I realize it's all BS.
Yeah, it's all relative to your audience, to the person. If I say it to somebody that I don't know and they get upset, and then I say it to somebody that I do that knows me and they're like laughing out loud, it's
right.
really relative to the person. So it's just, the whole thing is bullshit. It's just bullshit. We're just supposed to be nice, I guess.
I don't understand why people want to limit their freedoms. And if I don't like
they're
something you're saying,
afraid.
And I hear it all the time, I hear stuff I cannot stand.
Yeah.
I don't go crying and say we shouldn't be able to do that anymore. That's not freedom.
Yeah.
Freedom is that everyone should be able to do stuff and equally not be able to do stuff.
Well, I think it's because America has become a bunch of pussies lately. Honestly.
But who
so
are
true.
The pussies?
I'm from
though?
Pittsburgh.
The pussies,
we,
I mean.
Everyone is.
By the way,
I'm from New Jersey.
Phenomenal love, girls.
I mean, gorgeous little
I'm
tatted
not,
up
no, you
princesses.
Think I, you think I'm lying?
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
I'm dead serious. My sister ran a strip club for like close to a year and a half in Pittsburgh. Like the chicks that she brought in were amazing. I was like,
gorgeous.
My sister's amazing.
I did a show there, and man, I was doing this whole thing, and this one guy was just laughing at weird jokes. And I've told this story kind of on stage, I mean on the show, where
jokes.
I'm like, I'm like, dude, obviously you're the guy that diddles the children. And he's like, huh? And afterwards, I'm like, hey, dude, those are just jokes. He's like, oh, I got kicked out of California for selling weed. I'm like, that's a little weird. All of a sudden, this drop-dead gorgeous nurse was just sitting there after the show talking to another. I mean,
How'd you know she was a nurse? Was she in her outfit?
She told me.
Oh.
There's an interaction going on.
Okay,
there.
Perfect. Sorry.
Ask the questions when the story's
sorry
told.
Sorry about that.
Okay? He's the stripper whisperer.
Yeah, I was just like,
you
how did you know?
Are an RN.
She goes, oh, by the way, the guy you called the diddler, he just got out of jail for diddling children.
Whoops.
Yeah.
That's some crowd work, baby.
I'm good at it, dude.
You know what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Sam is the John Edwards of crowd work.
That was your Pittsburgh story that you met a pedophile?
No, but the girl who told me was drop dead gorgeous.
Oh, great connection.
Like once in a while, connection. Once in a while, you meet these like LA nines in like the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And I just want to get this Underground Railroad of hot chicks be like, come to San Diego.
Keep running, girls. Keep running. Blow out your lanterns.
I just love that that chick was just with a pedophile. I got it. It's great.
I thought that was fun.
She was hot and informative.
Well,
so that's
I think
good.
It's one of those things. Wasn't she friends with the guy? It's all so weird.
That guy during your crowd work. Move on, fucker. Right. Huh? Oh, yeah. This guy's dick gets hard around kids. Just busted your chops, yeah. Buddy. Gonna move on. He's sitting there like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
How was
know.
The comedy show? It was good, hun.
How did this story?
I like how he still has a hun.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's
right.
The hunt.
I doubt it.
No, it's actually a stuffed bear that talks to him. Sorry. I should be clear.
Yeah, thanks.
So what? Retarded.
It is retarded, but it's not mocking your story.
It's mocking
it
my story.
It is not. It's giving props to you. It's mocking the diddler.
Did you ever bone diddler's friend?
No, you know what, man? I've gotten sober, right?
Yeah, I didn't know this.
Yeah, I don't drink, I don't do anything anymore.
When did
anymore.
This start? I know you
like
might have talked
six
about it.
Months ago.
I did not know this. Good for you, man. Well, I mean,
it's,
yeah, that's
it's
great.
It's incredibly boring.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're not missing anything.
Good for Netflix, that's what we say.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well
I'm not missing anything, and I know that, but I do miss what I was just, the fun of just getting wrecked and doing crazy fun. I enjoyed my vices. I'm a man who has
favorite
vices.
Favorite vice.
If you could
ooh.
Say cocaine.
Number
I
one
know
vice.
The answer. I didn't know it was cocaine.
How?
Because I can look at you and tell you it was cocaine.
What? Really?
Yes.
What about this reeks of cocaine?
You scream cocaine.
Hey, I'm too fat for cocaine.
Yeah, that's skinny for everybody. Chris Farley did a ton of cocaine.
Oh, that's true. That's true. That's true. That's
you don't
really
need to
true.
Be a skinny Kate Moss looking freak.
So oh cocaine, Sammy?
There was a time. There was a time. No longer.
No. But you got to say your number one. Who's your Abbey Road? Which drug is your Abbey Road, Sammy?
Here was my biggest problem.
Oh, boy.
Women and cocaine. The combination. You alone gotta, was nothing.
So you
individually, not interested. Together, debauchery.
Yeah.
Debauchery.
Yeah, 100%.
I just want to live in that magical place. I just want to chase the snake.
You want to go back to Wonkaville.
I want to. I want to do bad things. Like
how
I
many
said,
times did you wake up with them next to you just covered in powder?
Did you hear
like,
I involved cocaine? I never woke up because I never went to sleep.
Okay. How many times did you stay awake for 6 weeks with the same woman and go, what am I doing?
No, there was never. The good thing about coke whores is that...
By the way, what a great start.
Yeah.
It's already the best.
The great thing about coke whores is that they tend to be hot as hell. That's why they're whores, because everybody wants to give them cocaine.
I am so in love with this, but at the same time, I hope one of them is listening like, oh my God, did you hear what Sam just called us?
Yeah.
He called us exactly what we are. That's never... He like gets us.
Yeah. I ain't judging.
I feel like
I wish.
Champagne.
I mean, I've only done cocaine one time, and
today?
Today, and I did not stop talking. And I'm telling you what, if I would have continued, I would have been punched in the face 100%. So I would have done it more if it didn't make me drip down my throat and stuff. Because
so
that felt
do
weird.
You, do you enjoy a beverage once in a while?
Yeah, I'll drink. I mean, I like wine. I'm not big on getting hammered anymore. I think when I was younger, I used to take shots, but now I can't even look at it. It's just
what are you talking
recovery.
About? When you were like 14?
When I was
like, how old are you? You're like 12.
I know I'm pretty young. Yeah. But when I drank, I was like, but I was no, allowed to drink when I was like 18. My mom didn't care. Yeah. So I think that's
in
what
Pittsburgh,
made me not.
It's just, you know.
To hand you a Coors Light. It was just how it was.
Grass in the field, the ball's in play.
Literally.
Hand her a Coors Light.
I smoke right. pot occasionally just because, like, I get anxiety from Los Angeles. So, like, to numb that, I'll smoke pot. But, like, I'm not a big vice person. I mean, I guess if we really want to get down
just
to
lumberjacks.
It.
That's all you
what
like.
I really just get into that lumberjack. I mean, I love being handed Adderall. That's like a fun thing.
Everybody loves I like Adderall. I need
like that
to
it's
get
gotta be handed.
I love that. This is for you.
They go,
this is for
great
you.
Great show. This is for you. This is for you. Great show. Good job. And then I'm just like up, like cleaning for 7 hours.
Yeah. Everyone raves about it. I've never done it.
Oh, it's worth it.
Is it great?
Do you know? I do it in doses. Like
do you
I don't
take it like a pill or
yeah. You can take you it like a pill. Unless right you're in high school with me, then you snorted it every day.
All right. Oh, so it can be done. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the way you want to start out is you want to snort it every day, 4 to 5 times a day for about 6 years. Stop doing it and then take it as in a pill form in your late 20s.
And what you guys can't see is he has no legs now.
That's right. I don't have legs. I was texting while driving on Adderall. Here's the last text I sent. It was DA. I was sending it to my dad.
You were texting dad.
Yeah,
dad.
I was going to go daddy hangout ? And then all of a sudden that son of a bitch. Came out of nowhere.
You're so weird.
My fault, though.
We're all weird. That's the beauty of what we do. Oh, man. You've done so much. You got a sketch show now?
Yeah.
I feel like this is a golden age of female comedy.
I think I feel the same way, which is good and also scary, like you don't want it to end, kind of.
Oh, I want it to end because I would like to work once in a
while. I don't want it to end. Yeah, I got, you know, with Tom Lennon and Ben Grant, they're doing a show on Comedy Central called At Midnight, and they had me kind of do some jokes for them for that. And it's,
oh, wow.
I feel like in this quote-unquote golden age, I think that people are starting to just appreciate a little bit more the good kind of comedy that can come out of females, because I think there is, just like male comedy, there's crap out of every kind of comedian. But I think if you are good, you will rise to the top, and then you will start to get opportunities. And I think if you can show yourself in that, you'll keep going, and I think that's good. So
Vicky and I have talked about, you know, one thing I do feel that female comedians unfairly take is that if they rise through the ranks very quickly,
they don't bring any of the other female comics
up. No. Well, I don't know that. I've never seen that. But I think they get called ladder climbers quicker. Like, meaning that, you know, like, everyone's running together.
Oh, like, if a man shoots up, nobody's, like, ladder climber.
Yeah.
But if a woman...
I would say that...
Unfair.
Like, Whitney Cummings, right? She got a lot of unnecessary shit because she moved so quickly.
Yeah.
And people didn't realize, and I knew her back when she had a backpack.
Me too.
She worked, you know, Jeffrey Ross said she did the work of, she did 10 years in 4 years.
Yeah.
And
she was a hustler. That's
and people
really what it was.
Gave her a lot of shit because she moved very quickly, and maybe people necessarily that she's working with at one moment she wasn't working with all the time. And I don't think that's necessarily true, because as someone who knew her back in the day, she always came back and was always like, hey, I'm doing this. You want to do that? You're on this. And, you know, not that she has to do that. I'm very thankful that she did that.
Sure.
But I feel that has never been applied to some guys out there that may have happened. You've never heard any guy get called that.
I think that may have been because this push for female comedy, I think, just happened. I think it's a new wave, and I know that's really strange to say, but here's my approach. I think with Whitney, I heard the shit talking. It was laughable to me, because once she got through the door, I was like, fuck yes, send more through.
I completely agree with that.
And I think that's the way, you know, with Schumer too, I think it's happening, and Schumer's show's great, and I think Nikki and Sarah live on MTV, that show is another cat, and I've heard people shit on that show, and I think it's laughable because they created it. And it's two great stand-up comics. But I think when it comes to a chick flying up, I think it's so shocking to see. So they want to just see where they can, like, punch her the most.
Right,
and
yeah.
I think it's just an easy target. But I think there are so many guys that have come up and, like, you know, forgotten their click or whatever.
I agree.
A lot of people have brought people with them. And, I, you know, with her, she brought Dan Levy with them. Like, she brought these people. You don't have to, but it's better if you do.
No, I agree with that.
But I think I will say, like, in the form of what I think I'm constantly reminded of is when, you know, we start to climb, it's important to bring everybody with you because you will benefit from it. You know, Ricky Gervais having all those people that are his friends around. And
you got to have people around that can tell you when you're fucking an idiot.
A piece of shit. When you're just being an idiot, honestly.
That's when the entertainment goes bad.
Yeah.
When there's no checks.
Yeah. And I think, too,
I have Vicky every day call me up, tell me you're a fat fuck. Every day.
You're not a fat
That's
fuck.
The only thing I don't say. He's not fat at all. Every other decision, questionable.
But, Sam, you look great in that questionable decision.
That's
making,
it.
Baby. You look great while doing
it's
it.
One of my vices, questionable decision making.
Cocaine or questionable decision making.
Our good friend over here, Vicky, is very excited that you were on the Adventures of Pete and Pete reunion.
Pete and Pete sketch. Was that great or what?
Dude.
Okay, this was for real. Like, everyone, we were talking all weekend, and oh my, it was like every show I was mentioning, he was like, who is that? Who is that character? What is that show? And when I saw you did that Pete and Pete, yeah, I was like, holy shit, Pete and Pete anniversary. What's Pete and Pete? Like, what?
That blows my mind. You don't know what Pete and Pete was? Well, come you're on. A little bit older. Yeah, he's a little bit older, though. He's...
I'm watching pro wrestling.
There it is.
The Miz.
There it
the
is,
Miz.
Sammy.
I
come
love
on.
The Miz.
And I'm watching Hogan fight for his life.
That Pete come and Pete on. Thing was so fucking cool. Funny or Die had come up with this concept for the 20th anniversary. I got to hang out with both of them for so close great. To a weekend up at Sketchfest in San Diego or San Francisco. And it, again, San Francisco, one of my favorite cities. Food, people, and for comedy is just great, and that festival is wonderful. But that was like a dream, because for me, I watched it all the time, and that was it was like that Camp Bonawana, whatever.
Yeah, show salute
that,
your shorts.
Salute your shorts. So when I got the call for it, I was like, oh yeah, totally. And I got to just hang out with them, and they live in Brooklyn. Like, young Pete is in a band in Brooklyn, like, and he's like, come hang out with me in Brooklyn. And I never did because it was weird, but that's fine.
Like, did he take could've. A shot at it? Was he like a young David Faustino just taking shots at it?
What a puss getter, huh? What a puss getter.
What a cool guy he was.
So nice.
And really funny.
Super nice. I didn't know who he was at first because I like my brain couldn't process what was happening when I first walked in. And then as he got in the booth, I was like, like taking pictures like a maniac. Like a maniac, because it was the ultimate great sitcom.
Yeah.
Married with Children was the only sitcom that I could say besides Roseanne that I remember I ran home to watch.
Because I had a board guy going crazy on me in there. I couldn't get into like how, just going crazy on me over
literally.
There. I got Bud Bundy in my studio. We're going to run a little war.
Yeah.
I'm only kidding, Sam. I'm only kidding.
Listen.
Don't tell Josh. Here's what we're doing. I just want to talk about how like Al Bundy was kind of the beginning of the anti-hero.
Yeah.
A lot of people say it's Gandolfini in Sopranos,
no.
But really...
Well, that debate has gone back and forth for years.
No, it hasn't.
It hasn't. It hasn't.
You're mocking me right
sorry,
now.
I'm sorry, I was looking at my
You're
phone.
Mocking.
What are we talking about?
Please stop doing robot. Please stop doing robot.
He's doing robot.
Nobody
no,
wants
no, no,
to
no, that
robot.
Debate Gareth is one that best. We will never know the answer to. That'll go on forever.
You're the funniest person alive. Forever. You should have sold 2 shows to MTV.
Oh, believe me, I'm glad I did it. Tenfold it out of the piece.
Let me ask you.
I agree.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Point triply.
Fuck.
No. Why? Why was his microphone
Dragonfly
pulled away?
Just came in and pulled away Garrett's mic. I don't know what.
Are you not allowed
on.
To touch it?
No, my levels are sometimes a little high. It's okay. I can be very natural. Go ahead.
Let me ask you, JC.
Yeah, I'm listening. This is just way too much fun. Is a real job. This is so crazy.
Hey, will you go tell all the successful comedians that this is a fun show
I
and
will.
Not to be afraid? Even though I saw your face watching one of the hottest porn stars I've ever seen.
I want to do it, what she did.
No, you don't.
But no, but I think I could do it happier. I'm not strange, but
no,
like...
I'm going to tell you why she wasn't. Maybe she wasn't like super enthusiastic.
No,
she just sat in traffic for 45
it
minutes.
Sucked, of
and
course.
Her, she came here for 45 minutes for a 5-minute segment,
yeah.
And I would have had her on a lot longer.
Totally.
If I could have.
Totally.
So I understand her going, oh, God, man, what the
she
fuck?
She was super nice back. She wasn't even bummed.
Hot
you were
ass.
Being sweet. You're,
we
you're worried
dim the lights
about her.
Next time that happens.
Yeah, because it's really
why?
Weird to watch 18 studio guys from the radio just vining
hard
her. Like,
I think I saw the
boners,
tip of Dragonfly's
like,
Dragonfly.
Nobody, and the music was like low, and she was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, she has like 8 movies coming out.
I think we give it Virgin Atlantic lighting. I think we give it that. That sweet touch, that little pink hue.
So crazy.
What?
So let me
cool
ask
though.
You something. Has your parents
Has
accepted
your
parents? What you're doing? Are they happy? Like, there comes a time where my parents realized I had a TV show on Spike, and they were kind of like,
you did
oh.
They
oh,
just get it.
You can. Oh, you're doing it.
Yeah.
It isn't this insane dream that never going to happen, because my parents never wanted to be entertainers, but, you know, it's like, I was always here for my dad. I wanted to move to San Diego, but your mother wouldn't let me.
Yeah, my mom says the same thing all the time. Like, oh, I had you two, and look, now I'm still in Pittsburgh. And you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hot strippers here, Mom.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, Mom. No, I think my dad was a musician in the South and, like, totally got it. And he, like you, enjoyed cocaine and, like, really was just a very cool cat. My mom has always been down with what I'm doing, but they're worry warts. Like, they worry because I don't have the kind of parents that, like, if I'm doing bad, they hand you money.
Right.
Like, if I'm doing bad, they're like, get a third job. Like, that's how it's been. So, like, this was a real comeuppance for, like, me and my sister. So if I wanted to bail on it, you were fucked. But I think, like, my mom has seen me on TV and she, like, calls everything a movie.
Sounds like you've been on TV a couple times.
Yeah. She sees me and she'll be like, I saw your movie. And I'm like, that's not a movie. I was just on Chelsea Late. That's a show.
You know, I didn't like the ending. It didn't come together as I hoped it would.
Wasn't it a third act? I don't even know what acts are, but it's a third.
Who was the bad guy, Chelsea?
Is Chelsea a man? What's happening? I don't understand. I shut it off and put cops on.
Is she a tranny?
So I think they get it. I think it's funny to get text messages from people in Pittsburgh that kind of like didn't believe it was possible. And that's always very sweet. But we're still working at it. It's not like it's a slow, like, I'm making tons of money now. Like, even though you're on, I think that's the thing. I'm sure with your parents, like, you're on one TV show, they're like, you're making millions.
No, see, with me, I failed early right out of the gate. So anything was literally bonus. Anything that came up short, more than pumping gas. If I did, as long as I didn't pump gas, I exceeded everybody's expectations.
You're such a phenomenal comic, though. Like, I've seen you headline, I think, so many times, and each time you slay them.
Yeah, I try
like,
to slay.
There are comedians that can go in and headline, and I think that's great, but, like, every time I see you, I'm like, that's a big dog, and, like, not even to be super complimentary. Like, I just love watching you.
I like super complimentary.
Yeah, you just slay them, and they're walking out. Like, I love when they walk out when their tummies hurt. Like, that's my favorite.
Don't even want to go into what we talked about last week, where if I have an okay set, people love talking to me. If I have a set where I'm like, wow, that was great, nobody talks to
me. That's just how it works.
It's why I'm a fucking alcoholic drug addict.
Well, you're not anymore. Congratulations.
Because I've got Christ.
That's right. And this weekend, ladies and gentlemen, in Toronto, the goal is to knock Sammy off the wagon.
No, I can't do it.
Come on.
Well, I'll be smoking
Let's
crack
get
with the mayor.
Let's get as high as the CN Tower. Toronto, can you hear me?
Can you hear me in the piece?
And they come back and they take the mic away.
Oh, no, I'm
Was TJ Miller in any kinky shit, like any weird stuff, like fisting, spits-ons, anything?
No comment.
Nothing?
That's a yes.
Did he ever break out any, like, Napoleon Dynamite when he's fucking boning you? Anything? Nothing? I'd love to
fucking
know.
The boots into this part now.
No.
I want to know I would love to watch you guys bone one time. I know that sounds weird.
Wow.
I know
that
sounds
weird.
Not a word of that sounds weird.
You would want to watch her and TJ Miller bone.
Stop it right now,
okay,
Samuel.
Okay, we'll move on. I know the Lumberjacks are listening.
He is listening.
You could get really upset.
Great.
About.
That's going to be a half conversation because he doesn't care.
Yeah.
Just say you get better reception.
So you're touring, you're doing great, you're doing comedy. You killed it when you came down, you did a guest spot.
Oh,
You left before I went, oh, that's okay.
I was going to stay, and then the Lumberjacks retired because they were juicing.
We got early morning. We got to chop down trees and fucking
all that health is really exhausted me.
Stop it.
You don't understand. I get up in the morning, I can do this.
Bro, put some beet juice in a bag and put it in my arm.
You guys are douchebags. They do hard work over there. And I go back on the road.
What's their,
like,
company? Let's give them a shout out.
They're Suja. Suja Juice. S-U-J-A.
Suja.
Yeah, really good juice company. Sold at Whole Foods. So it started from nothing.
So they're doing great.
Yeah, they're doing great.
I'll go drink some after.
And it's really good. And I'm going on a tour, I know, September, October for colleges. I'm doing, like, a little bit of the East Coast, which is kind of cool. And I have a deal with MTV that I'm terrified of, but I'm going through with that, so that's kind of cool.
That's awesome.
And you got a relationship show about to come out?
Yeah, dude. I have this YouTube show that's huge that's going to come out in September 20th, I think it is.
Now, real quick, because we're ending and we want to get to all your stuff, website,
Please.
Stuff like that. Are you giving real advice or are you pandering and telling them what they want to hear?
No.
So they go, oh my God, thank you. I knew that was the truth. Are you going honesty?
It's based, you know, it's, I never went to college for relationship advice. I just have dated a lot.
Yes.
And,
we know that.
And I think that's, and it's fair to say.
What was
and
TJ
I think,
Miller?
Okay. Why do you have to do that? I can't believe it's still on my life.
You have great teeth.
Billboards, too.
I love teeth.
You're a jerk. Oh, thank you. So, basically...
That was so good.
Yeah, so I...
I'm so mad at thank you.
I love compliments. What can I say? I'm a girl. I give the advice based on what I know. And what I know is going to be what I've gone through. And I know exactly how I think a guy thinks. And it's not going to be the shit that's going to make you go, oh, thank God. It's just the shit that I know is ironic and the stuff where it's like,
truth.
Do you text them? And it's like, if you're going to do it, you're going to look like an idiot. Like, plug up the puss for a second, wait a couple days. If not, jump on it. If he likes you, he'll call you back. Like, it's that stuff.
Is there a plug for your puss? I would like to sell that on the naughtyshow.net website.
It's called
the
Sam
pussy
Tripoli.
Plug.
It's called Sam Tripoli.
That's a compliment. I'm saying get your cock inside of people.
Get your cock inside of people.
You think everything's an arrow, baby? That's it. I'm bringing the mic close. Fuck everyone.
JC, you were awesome.
Oh,
I'm very thankful that you went through that crazy traffic to get here. You could have said F you, and you didn't. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Where can they come see your stuff?
I'm at the Improv this Saturday. It's me, Dana Gould, Jonah Ray. Incredible lineup, actually, for
Deep
the rest of
Water.
Us. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, right.
And you're funny. You can totally fucking crush it.
Thank you.
And, your Twitter is?
My Twitter is at JC Coakley, JCCOCCOLI, very Italian.
Website?
And website is jccoakleyispretty.com.
Oh, she is pretty. awesome. What do we got to push real quick? Because we're running out of time.
Just go to naughtyshow.net. You can sign up.
People are joining.
People are joining. Can't believe it. Go to naughtyshow.net, hit the merch button, get a t-shirt.
This will be out by the time we get back from Toronto, so next week we'll tell you how Toronto went.
What a great time we had.
Right. Gareth,
it was amazing.
We had a great week.
Weird we didn't talk about it.
It was great. All right, guys. Thank you, Playboy Radio. Fuck you, Fast and Furious. We didn't have time for the FUs, but that's my FU. Who shuts down a whole city for a fucking... drifting.
Toronto, thanks for your hospitality.
JC, you're excellent. Thank you for coming by. And we'll see you guys next week.